Hey, Heart Seekers, welcome to the Hearts Hello Show, where we believe that our hearts are the foundation of our well-being and happiness. I am your host, Kiana Talena. In this episode, I just want to give you a different perspective on how you're looking at your life, how you're hearing, how you're being able to see, how you're being a great steward over what you already have. And so if you are not driving, I need you to do one thing for me. Open your hands and then close your eyes. I need you to think about all that you already have, all that you already possess, all that you already have in your hands that can be used. I just feel like that there are so many of us, me included, that are going after things, looking for things, seeking things, and we haven't properly stewarded what we already have in our hands. See, I oftentimes feel like we are asking for more because we feel like what we already have is not enough. We're asking for more because we're looking at our current situation, circumstances, life, and we're just saying, this can't be it. There has to be more. Well, what if I told you that the more that you already have is suffice? What you have is what you need right now. See, you're asking for more, but when that more begins to show up, are you ready for it? Are you ready for everything that you have been asking for, praying for? And if it were to show up in your life right now, would you be ready for it? Would you be a great steward over what you have been given? See, I think that we just live in this society where we feel like anytime we just don't want what we currently have, we can throw it out. We can chuck it and get something else. But I think that we are in a season where we have to do better with what we currently have, because as we are going through this journey, as we are asking for more, but the question is, what have you done with what you already have? See, I think this is why so many individuals will go after degree after degree after degree. Not saying that those who are doing that, there's something wrong with. But I think that we are always looking for the next best thing. But what if we mastered one thing and became exceptionally well at one thing? Yes, I know that so many people are great at multitasking. My hand raised. I can wear 1,000 different hats. What if I took the time to master one? So when we're asking for more, when we're seeking for more, sometimes what we have is enough. So when I asked you to be able to close your eyes and envision all that you can do with what you already have, I believe that what you already have is more than enough. I believe that what you have, especially as we are just in the economic times that we are in with so much uncertainty, that we have to be better stewards over what we already have. How we steward our health, how we steward our finances, how we are stewarding our careers, how we are showing up in spaces with our families. Can I just remind you all that tomorrow is not promised to any of us? And so we oftentimes take that for granted by just saying, I will do it tomorrow. Oh, I will wait and get this done tomorrow. Because we automatically have this notion in our mind that tomorrow is going to exist. But that's why I believe that it's so important for us to be able to seize each moment, to make sure that we are living our lives full out, not for tomorrow, but for today. So many people lay down and do not get up. So many people wish they had the opportunity to tell that special person in their life how much they matter and that they love them, to be able to hug them one more time. So again, when we are talking about, when I'm sharing with you all, we have to do better at what we already have, because sometimes what we have is all we need. So I need you to just take a moment to think about all that you have. It might not be everything that you feel like that you need, but if you didn't get anything else, nothing new, would you be able to operate and go about your day? And if you're building a business, to be able to build that business, to be able to harness the relationships that you have, is it enough? If you asked yourself that question, if what you have is all you need and all that you were ever going to get, is it enough? And most of you all, if you're being honest, it is. But I'm asking you today to be able to change the lens, to be able to change the perspective on how you see what you currently have. You don't need anything new, but you do need to be great at what you already have. You do need to be a better steward over what you already have. And here I am again, I'm raising my hand. First, the first person that's always going to raise theirs. How can I be a better steward over my finances? How can I be a better steward in my relationships? How can I be a better steward over my time? Because I would never get on here and share with you all something that I am not going to do myself, something that I am not recognizing within me that I need to be greater at, a better steward of. See, if I'm not mistaken, my favorite book actually says it like this: whoever can be trusted with very little can also be trusted with much. And whoever is dishonest with very little will also be dishonest with much. So are you stewarding what you have, or are you always in the mindset of, I can get that, I will get this? And it's great to be able to have that vision, but are you utilizing all that you have? I'm standing here even right now thinking about all of the things that I have in my closet, all of the clothes, all of the shoes, all of these different things. And in my mind, I can still go out and say, oh yeah, I like that dress. I think I'm going to get that. Oh, I need those pair of shoes. No, I don't need any of that. It's nice to be able to have, but do I need it? See, this isn't the show to be able to talk about, you know, what's going on in our economy, but I would be amiss if I did not bring to light that we are in some troubling times. Not to bring about fear or to do any of that, but I think that it's important that we pay attention to the times that we're in. I think that it would be foolish of us to not realize that a recession could be looming. The price of gas is high. The price of food is high. Everything is high as a kite. And so if you are in a position to begin to start saving, if you are in a position to understand the stock market, if you are in a position to be able to purchase land, real estate, all of these things to be able to invest in, because again, we don't know what's going to happen, but we can be prepared. So let's take a real hard look at what we have. Let's see how we are stewarding our time. Let's see who we give our time to. Let's take an inventory of what we do throughout our day. Most of the time, most individuals are scrolling through social media, on websites, doing all of these things. What have you spent that time dedicated to growing your brain? What have you spent that time trying to gain a new skill? What have you spent that time spending more of what you don't necessarily have with the people that you say that you love. So I want us to get to a place that when we look at our day, we can say that our time was well spent. Our finances were well spent. The way we deal with people is well spent. Because we have to do better because we know better. We have to be able to look at the habits and the patterns that we have in our lives and realize in order for us to get to that next level, something has to change. And that something is not going to be anyone else except for you, because you are going to be the common denominator in every situation that you're in. It's you. How can you change? How can you do better? See, so oftentimes we want to focus on everyone else that's in the scenario. But if you only focus in on what you can do better, then the other people, they may or may not change, but at least you have. You can't control them. You can only control you. And so again, if we are staring down at these two hands that we have been blessed to have, what is it that we can put in our hands today to be able to move forward? What is it that we already possess that can help us to build our business? What is it that we already have in our possession that can get us to the next without having to ask for anything new? I know that you have it. I know that you have the very thing that you're already seeking, but until you actually take some time to sit down with you and figure out what is it that you currently have, do some inventory. It's time to do self-inventory to figure out what we already have, what's already in your toolbox, what already do you know how to do that you can begin to master before you go on to try to do something else. Now, I'm not saying that there may be times where what you may be doing is not working and you have to shift to do something else. But what I'm saying is that you should not be doing 15,000 things at one time, expecting that something is going to hit, that you're going to become a master at 15,000 things at one time. No, do one. Do one and do one extremely well. When people think of you, what will they say that you were best known for? They can't say, oh, well, you know, she was great at this and she also did this. And yes, there may be things that you do know how to do, but what is that thing that people call on you for? Because that is the thing that you have to hone in on. When you're trying to figure out, why do they keep calling me to do this? That's not what I do. It is what you do. They have begun to recognize the very gift that you have, but you can't see it yet because you have your hands in 1,000 other things. What's in your hands? What do you have? What's in your house that you can already use? Who's in your network that you can already harness? So we have to become better stewards. We have to get to a place where we are sitting with ourselves to do that self-inventory of what it is that we have. And as you are trying to figure out what is it that you have, it's going to help you go wherever it is that you want to go, because now you know all of the tools that you have in your toolkit. Now it's going to cause you to think about those goals, those dreams, the desires that you have, because now you know everything that you currently are working with. So when you're saying that, oh, I don't have the money to do this, I don't have the money to do that, because it's outside of the scope that you're looking to do. Focus in on what you already have. So now your scope has become smaller based on what you already have in your hands. So I know it may feel like I'm on here preaching. I know you may feel like, what is it that I'm supposed to do? Now, that's your job. That's your assignment. That's the thing that you have to be able to sit down and get quiet enough to figure that out. That's the thing that you're going to have to stand in front of that mirror and be truly honest with you about where you are, not where it is that you're getting ready to go, because you need to figure out where you are, who you are right now. In order for you to show up and be the authentic version of you, you need to figure out you in this space based on what you currently have in your hand. Because as you are trying to go and as you are trying to grow, you don't want to get to a place where you do not recognize the person that's staring back at you in the mirror, because you are trying to be everything for everyone, but yet you have forgotten the very person that you need to be, which is you. So get still and don't move out of that space until you are crystal clear about who you are, where you are. Be where your feet are. Be in the present moment. Tomorrow will happen when tomorrow happens. The past is nothing you can do about, but the only thing that you can control right now is where you are. Where you are and what's in your hand. So I'm hoping that you are hearing the passion that I'm having, that I'm trying to get you to understand that everything that you need, you already possess. And as you continue to steward what you already have well, then all of the other things that you are looking for, seeking for, will begin to show up in your life, because now you have done great with what you already have. So, as you are listening to this message, take some time to look at what's in your hands. Close your eyes and visualize what you already have. Go through each room in your house just with your eyes closed. Go through a mental Rolodex of who you already have connections with, and begin to harness and hone in and dig deeper on what those things are. Because I promise you that there is a diamond that's already there, but you have not dug deep enough in order to get to it, because you keep feeling like you need something else. And so each time you continue to dig and you don't see anything, you move on to the next thing. But what you don't realize is if you would keep digging in that same spot, the very thing that you need is right there. So I need you to dig deeper. No longer can we be individuals who just kind of are surface. And as we continue to dig a couple of times and we don't see anything, we move on to the next thing. Let's be great stewards over what we have, what we possess, and the things that we are looking for will begin to show up in our lives, because now we have become great stewards of what we already have. Got it? Good. So I'm excited about where you're getting ready to go. I'm excited about you being able to take the time to figure out what you already possess. Because as we are moving through this journey that we call life, we need to figure out where we are, who we are, where we are getting ready to go, but also focusing in the present moment. Focusing in to make sure that our heart posture is right, making sure that our mind is right, making sure that we are not holding on to unforgiveness, making sure that we are recognizing that fear does not exist. It is only in our mind. Why? Because we got work to do. We have work to do, and someone is waiting on us to show up and be present in our purpose. So I'm excited. And I thank you for joining me for another adventure of the Heart's Hello Show, where together we embrace vulnerability, we learn from each other, and we spread love, one heartfelt hello at a time.